Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
And now, here's your host. And now, here's your host, William Powell, the king of DC media.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another sizzling episode of the one and only Inside Acting Radio Show. It is I, your gracious host, WTP. That's William Thomas Powell, otherwise known as the king of DC media. Tonight, my guests are director, writer, actor Silk White, actor Nelson Irizarry, and producer, co-director, and actor Charles Verdejo of the hit series The Hand I Was Dealt. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, federal employees, what would you do with $1 million? Your wishful thinking can become a reality. We're FedChoice, and we're here to help you achieve your million-dollar dreams. From saving you money on a loan to helping you save for retirement. Visit us online at fedchoice.org and use the keyword inside. FedChoice Federal Credit Union, an official sponsor of the Inside Acting Radio Show. FedChoice Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
And if you'd like to advertise on the show, contact me for a 30-second spot for just $30 at william400@yahoo.com. Reach potential buyers worldwide. So the web series, The Hand I Was Dealt, it premiered its second season Tuesday, March 1st on YouTube, and you can also find it on Vimeo, and it revolves around three couples and their challenges in the mean streets of Baltimore. So I see Silk, Nelson, and Tra are on the line, so let me bring them on in. Good evening, gentlemen.
What's going on? How you doing, William?
All right, man. All right, Nelson. All right.
Yo, what's going on, baby?
So quiet. All right, man. Thanks for coming on the show. All right, So for Silk, I'm going to jump right in, man. So how much feedback from season one did you take into consideration when you wrote season two?
I'm taking a lot of consideration. The first thing was to try to make the episodes a little bit longer. And that's pretty much all of the feedback is basically hurry up and come back and let it be a little bit longer. So all the other feedback was pretty good. Was all pretty good feedback, so I didn't have to really do too much with that.
All right. Yeah, I did notice because the first episode was like 29 minutes. So it was like, I think it was like twice as long as some of the episodes you had last year.
Yeah, man. We just try to start this one off with a bang, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you sure did that. Man, we got a lot to talk about. So, Charles, now what are fans saying about your character, Money Mike? What's some of the feedback you've been getting?
Well, it's really Trey, but it's all good. It's Trey.
Oh, okay, Trey. All right, Trey.
Nah, that's fine. I know there ain't no why on there. You know, people hate me, you know what I'm saying, because – you know, the characters, Zoe and Money Mike, they was cool. And then the way it ended, I took his lady. So, of course, everybody had all kind of crazy things to say about the character itself. So it was cool. You know, as long as we get them talking and paying attention to what's going on, then we're doing a good job as far as the visual aspect of it.
I got you. Okay, so Nelson, have you heard from any female fans? Now, I know last year everybody maybe just loved to hate Macho, but now this year, have you heard of any of these female fans that had the reverse psychology where they actually dug Macho?
Well, they still don't like Macho, and it's like I haven't even been in the first episode, and people still saying that they hate me, which is crazy. Like, I think Macho has left like a stain in people's, you know, in their brain from last year. So, and I blame it all on Silk. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they probably waiting to see what I'm going to do, if I'm going to do anything, you know, so just kind of watch the episodes and see.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So now, Trey, I got a trick question for you, man. You can tell me. It's just between you and me. Is Money Mike, with all the dirty dealing he's doing this year, you think he's going to survive the season?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. People going to be surprised. That's all I can say. You know?
Oh. Wow. Okay, so Silk, you gotta walk me through the process. How do you write your episode? What's the first step?
The first thing I do, man, is I just, you know, so I do a recap of the last episode and my brain and shit. Then I just go ahead with the next one. And just what I try to do is to outdo each episode, you know what I'm saying? So if something good happened in the last one, I try to make something better happen in the next one. So it's kind of like a little challenge and all that way. You know, just keep outdoing yourself and keep raising the bar. So you've got to come up with something that's going to have people just, you know, with their mouth open, pause, and just waiting for more and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Yeah, so now, you know, Nelson, there's been so much publicity and everything with season one. So did you feel like some pressure really to like really step the game up even more for season two?
Not really. I mean, the person who made me step my game up was Silk because of the way he wrote it. And I think that was more of a challenge because he had to pretty much outdo Macho from the last season, you know. And like I say, I mean, I was left off in jail, so we really don't know what's going to really transpire because, I mean, we just keeping everybody guessing. But I believe that, you know, I really had to take it a step further in this season than I did the last season.
Oh, yeah, you got to take it. So, Silk, I got to ask you, so Missy, this character Missy, I mean, she just gets on my nerves. I mean, like, is Missy ever going to grow? Is she ever going to grow up? She really knows how to pick them.
I mean, Missy, that's her thing, man. She, from when she was with Macho, man, his whole thing was to, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, break her down mentally and physically. So, you know. So when somebody keeps telling you sad, you ugly and all this and the third, you know, when you get somebody else and they, you know what I'm saying, do something, you're still stuck on that mental abuse and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But stuff get a little hectic this season, you know what I'm saying? You just got to come in, man. I definitely don't want to give too much away, but there's no stuff definitely hit the fan this season. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Will, you know, I don't – let me backtrack a little bit on that question you asked in regards to, you know, having to step their game up. And then also when you ask Silk, you know, about his process of coming up with season two, you know, I love him, man. You know, that's my brother, man. But he don't give himself enough credit. So let me give him some more credit, man. As soon as season one went off, I mean, we were still filming season one. And in between takes, we already talking about season two. You know, and just him going through calling me or emailing me, you know, hey, we're going to do it this way or how about this way? And I kept putting the pressure on him, like, man, come on, hurry up and write it, man. We need to start filming this. We got to do it before the year's up. That was our goal. But the brother was putting in that work. A lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You know, it's a lot of hours. And, you know, this year we did it different. You know, Silk, he ain't never edited anything ever in his life before. And he like, yo, get in the camera. I'm getting the software. We're going to edit everything ourselves. Everything that you see is by somebody who just learned on his own, watching videos, watching Google, watching YouTube videos, all of that, on his own, learned it, and edit the project. That's kudos. You got to tip your hat to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter
how.
Yeah,
you do.
You got to tip your hat, man. So, Silk, man, you my dude, man. Love you for that.
Listen, man, I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely couldn't have done it without Money Mike. Nelson and the rest of the cast, man. You know, I wish I could take the credit for everything. You dig what I'm saying? But, now, I mean, this is all a team. You know what I'm saying? It's a big team effort and shit like that. So, you know, so I thank everybody for putting in hours with me and, you know what I'm saying, stepping their game up to the next level and things like that. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Trey, you kind of touched on, I heard a little bit of executive producer in there and what you were saying. So talk about some of the challenges faced by being a executive producer on a show like this.
It's challenging from this aspect. You know, let's keep it real. So for independent individuals who want to do projects, you know, for us, it's hard for us to, you know, hold a casting call, put everything together, try to get people to come and perform and do what they do without us being able to say, here, you know, here's $800-$900. Thank you for coming out today. You know, it's the grind of understanding that, yo, it's all a vision. So it's hard for us, not hard, but we understand if somebody want to say, yo, I don't want to be a part of that project because, you know, I need to feed my family right now. And sometimes you got to put that pitch together to let them know, like, hey, we coming from where you coming from. We just trying to, you know, if we all come together and do it, trust us, your sacrifice is going to get met by our sacrifice. We're going to pay for everything and try to get that project out there. So that's the hardest part, to make sure, because a lot of people who we want to be a part of the project are not going to do it because, you know, they're looking for, you know, for us to already have a certain type of budget. And I understand that, and, you know, and I respect
right.
that. So that's the hardest part. But the team that we got, the people that we got, you know, everybody put in their time. That's why I love it, you know. And people, you know, like Nelson, he has a different kind of following. He into other things, but he's still working with us because he understands, yo, if we make it, you know, we bring
the team. Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. Not if, when.
When,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When. Thank you, brother, when.
I mean, and even
right.
let me chime in with that. It's like, well, you know, I've been acting for a minute, and the thing about it, what really took the heart for this project was, one, I've known Silk and Trey for years, and I met them, you know, when they was doing the whole book thing. So, you know, the first project I was on with them was Black Barbie, and then when they came with me with this project, you know, I really wanted to be a part of it because I knew it was something different. And I knew it was something that definitely had the potential to be great. And I think his writing is pretty much one of the things that drew me to it, because no one pushes the envelope a lot of times in projects that they write. You know, everybody has a safe zone, like, you know, well, we can't do it like this because the media's not going to like this, or it's going to be too controversial. But the thing that I like
yeah.
is the fact that Silk don't care. Silk was like, yo, this is what it is. This is how it's going down. And that's what makes the project such a great project, because we're actually doing what people wish they can do, saying what they really wanted to do, but we're just doing it. You know, that's why I enjoy filming the hand I was done. That's why I enjoy the cast. I enjoy working with everybody because, you know, we just push the envelope, man, and take it to the next step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you say, every episode, it seems like it just builds on the last one, and it just leaves no stone unturned. I mean, it's just always, it's a surprise a minute. And if you go on some of the comments on social media, what you hear over and over is just like action packed. I mean, that's what you see. That's a lot of the comments you see on there.
Well, definitely. But that's another thing too, man. When I wrote it, I just tried to get that, like, you know what I'm saying? Last season, you know what I'm saying? The bread and the butter was like Macho and Missy. So when I tried to do this go around, I tried to get everybody some good action. So now, if I know if I give everybody some good action, I know everybody will definitely be, like, glued into the TVs and stuff like that. You dig what I'm saying? So Missy got some action. You know, Washington got action. Winter got action this time. Money Mike back on his stuff again. You know what I'm saying? Macho's in jail.
Right.
He writing her a letter. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody got some action and just go around and things like that. And, you know what I'm saying? Just getting heated up, man. Just the first episode just came out, and everybody's liking and loving it so far. So we just getting started. And trust me, man, y'all ain't seen nothing yet, man. You know what I'm saying? We just get washed up, basically.
And Nelson was talking about pushing the envelope. I want to make it clear, it was what you're going about to see in the next few weeks I actually talked them down a little bit. It was about to be even worse. I'm like, no, Silk, we cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? No. So he be pushing the envelope too far. Like, he be putting four stamps on the envelope. Nah, chill. Just keep it one stamp. But
like in the first season, we was on set, and there was stuff he wanted Macho to do, and me and Trey looked at each other like, nah, we can't do this. Like, you just can't, because, you know, it's his mind. But we always had to look at Silk and be like, Silk, is this what you think on a daily basis? You know, like his mind goes somewhere else with it, and we just, you know, like, Silk, is this really you? Like, what are you doing?
No, he's up there real quick. It's not really me, but, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, so I watch a lot of these shows. You dig what I'm trying to say? I watch these shows. You dig what I'm trying to say? So when I be watching stuff, you know, so I don't watch it like, oh, I watch it for like, yo, what can I steal from there, from they shows that I make? You know what I'm saying? Like how everybody do their thing, I take a little bit from everybody and make one big master style type shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm writing certain things, I want people, when they watch it, I want them to be like, nah, yo, he can't be about to do this. You know, I want them to know him. I want them to feel it like, yo, you dig what I'm trying to say? I want them to be like into it. Like, you know, they hate Macho, but they can't wait to see what he's going to do next week. You understand what I'm saying? And it's
exactly.
It's like that for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, Silk, I'm interested. You said you watch other shows and things like that. So what's some of your – walk me a little bit through your analysis of these shows. Is this something where you take notes, or you just kind of like remember the parts that you liked? Or is it – I mean, how do you do that?
When I watch things now, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the shows, they have like all this fancy equipment and stuff like that. So when I watch it, I see what they're doing, and I see if I can do it with the equipment that I have. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to do it, but maybe in a different type of way, maybe. So if I see them talk from this angle or from the floor, like how did they get there, whatever the case may be. So I just take notes of all of that stuff, and then while I'm writing, I got the angles and all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? In my brain and stuff like that. And sometimes, most of the times when we on set, you know what I'm saying? My man Trey comes through like, yo, listen, we should do it this way. That way it'd be better from this angle, and that's in the third. You understand what I'm saying? So he definitely be having some good ideas. You know, two minds is better than one anyway. So you dig what I'm trying to say? It's better when two people got ideas instead of one. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So, Nelson, I got to throw this out there. So as you become a big star on this show, do you have any plans to write an episode?
No. I don't need to write into them. Like, no. I mean, I think I probably helped Silk behind the camera a couple of times, but other than that, no, I'm not writing anything.
What about directing?
I mean, I've directed other things as well. I mean, I see that, to me, being honest, like directing and all of that, that's like, that's a different entity in itself, and it takes a lot of work in order to do it, you know, getting people together to see the same vision. And I think right now in this part of my career, I'm really not ready for that, because that's you have to focus solely on that, you know. And I think instead of me trying to act and direct and write, I just want to focus on one part now before I even move on to another endeavor.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Silk, I got to pick on you a little bit about the storyline, the speculation. So this dude, Washington, would he be a Trump supporter?
Washington is bugged out, man. Washington, the gist of it is, you know, Washington basically used Missy to get closer to Zoe. So now that Zoe is in jail, it's like he don't really care. He don't really care about her, you know what I mean? And she can't really understand. Like, well, what's wrong with you? You've been acting funny lately. Right. He's good. And he's like, yo, listen, man, I don't know what type of thugs are used to hanging around and this and the third. So, you know, Washington is a little bit bugged out. And as the story unfolds, you're going to see what's up with him, too.
Right, exactly. So you got June and June and Winter. So it seemed like I would have to guess they're kind of being set up, sort of a Bonnie and Clyde sort of team. It seemed like they, their whole dynamic of the relationship is changing. They started out, June was like very like reluctant, and now she's like, wow, she's ride or die. She's into it.
But what happened is, you know what I'm saying, she already done got shot. He done got shot. They done lost their baby and everything. So he's saying, I need 2 more months and we out. You know, if you want me to, if we want to get out faster, then maybe you could help me, whatever the case may be. So she's like, well, I done lost everything already, so I can't lose nothing else. So if you want me to help you, I'll help you. You got 2 months, and that's all you got from me. If you don't get what you got to get in 2 months, then I'm out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so now it seems like, I thought we had somebody calling in there. Okay, so also, one of the things I wanted to get into is, Trey, have you kind of thought about some of the, kind of the show going forward, like going forward to season 3? I mean, as executive producer, I know you got a lot on your plate. So kind of like, I know it's kind of early, but what are some of the early plans for season 3?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, and, you know, me and Silk, you know, we was just sitting there talking about it a little while ago. You know, like I said, we always working. To be honest with you, put it like this, we already talking about season 4 and 5. So that's
really?
how far we trying to take it. So, you know, it's a lot. You know, we both writers. You know what I mean? So our visions are crazy, you know. So we have nothing but material. So we definitely want to take this as far as we can take it. We're not trying to stop season 3, and then we got other projects we're going to work on. But, you know, we're trying to take over on Tuesdays. So Tuesdays at night, we're always going to have some type of project airing on a Tuesday. Next 12 weeks, hanging out with Del Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so Silk, you got to talk a little bit more about your books you've got out there. So I know that you kind of started out with the written page. What's some of the new books you got out there on Amazon?
Got a new joint coming out March 9th, actually. It's the third part to Business is Business. It's like about a crime family, you know what I mean? It's like a crime family where the whole family is involved in everything in it. It's definitely juicy and it's definitely entertaining and definitely get your money up. Business is business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part 1 and 2 is out already. Part 3 will be out March 9th.
All right. How about you, Trey?
Yes.
What you have out there written?
You know, I just dropped a book. It's called Nina and Smitty. You know, it's kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde story. It took place down in New Orleans. That's the latest book that's out right now. So, you know, check that. You go streetscriptures.com or just click on my page and, you know, get that. That's the latest book. And, you know, we constantly got projects, man. We in the works. We definitely are not going to take a step back. We're going to keep moving forward. And, you know, we meeting a lot of good people along the way. Well, that's the blessing. When people be like, yo, what you love about what you do, it's the people that I meet. You know, that's the blessing, you know what I mean? Like, me and Silk, you know, we met through business. We both had our first books out, you know what I mean, about a good 8-9 years ago. And from there, we just, you know, our relationship started off of business. Sometimes, you know, people say don't mix family with business. Our relationship started as business, but now we family, so we good. It's a good relationship, you know, so... And, you know, the next project, I'm actually writing the next project, and it's called The Hackman. It's a serial killer web series we're going to do. So we're about to take the notch to the next level. So we're going to need a whole other meter because we didn't blew the first meter out. Now we need another meter. We're about to change the game. Yeah, we're coming with a serial killer joint. It's called The Hackman. And everybody from the Baltimore area knows, hey, let me go catch a hat. You know what that means. And if you don't know, with this project, you're about to know what it means to catch a hat.
Catch a hat. Yeah, so I got to go back to you, Nelson. So And during your travels being an actor, have you been approached, or is any like kind of like buzz on the street about actors wanting to get in on this project?
I've had a couple of people actually after the casting call, when we had the casting call, they didn't show, and then after the casting, everybody wants to be a part of it, you know, so we'll be telling them you got to wait for the next project. I mean, you have people who you would want to be in it, but like Trey said earlier, you know, it's more of they don't, you know, they want the quick instant gratification as far as financial. They don't see the big picture, the grind. You know, but I mean, there's a couple of people who always say, hey, let me get into a project. Can I get into it? Blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, I get that all the time. You know, I definitely get that all the time.
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of people that have a lot of talk, but not a whole lot of action.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's right. So we've got, what is it, 12 episodes. So Silk, was that like a decision from the beginning? I know a lot of shows, like a lot of these shows you see is on like Netflix and everything, they have about 13 episodes. Was there something magic about 12, or was it something you planned all along, or how did that come about?
I just wanted to give them more, because last season it was supposed to be 10, but it turned out to be 8 because two of the episodes were just too short, so I had to combine two episodes just to make one. So it was supposed to be 10 and went to 8. So a lot of people, you know, they was like, oh, it ended so quick and so fast and stuff. So I figured, yeah, we need four more weeks of action and entertainment. I thought that would be great. You know, 4 more weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Trey, I got to go back to you. So I know that you can get the series on also on Vimeo, and I saw something about you could buy with a season one, on demand for $7 on Vimeo. So kind of talk a little bit about what's the marketing push to try to get this thing up there, you know, with some of the bigger boys, maybe on demand on Xfinity or things like that. Have you made any inroads there?
Well, we definitely trying to, you know, get out there and reach with individuals who may be able to help us reach those, you know, different kind of markets. We was able to work with my brother, Mike Swartz. He does the whole Ruckus thing, and he's able to put our show through his network, and they have a lot of followers out in Europe. So, you know, just getting that global kind of, you know, support, you know, helps our vision. You know, and we definitely, you know, me and Silk came up with different ideas in regards to getting different individuals who may want to, you know, sponsor or, you know, be a part of the project to help us kind of, you know, reach some of the levels we're trying to reach. So, you know, I never want to knock the hustle down, but there's a lot of people who talk a lot of bullshit and they don't come through. So we have these meetings or we have these talks and we come through and they start speaking this jibber-jabber bullshit. And I'm like, yo, speak English. You know, we here. We got the material. You see what's going on. And, you know, they're trying to sell us dreams. So, me and Sil, we're not about that. You know, actually, on my Facebook today, I got a notification that on March 3rd, 6 years ago, is when I posted I'm on my way to Florida to go film a movie with somebody. That's how we got started. Niggas still hit me like, yo, let's go down to Florida and do this movie. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, we got this and this. I just need somebody to, you know, get a car, and we're going down there. And we drove down to West Palm Beach, stood out there 10, 11, 12 days, and did a movie. No way out. That's where it all started from. So, you know, we're trying to get it to those different markets, but on the same token, we're not going to sit there and kiss nobody's ass and wait. We'll just make it happen. So either way, we're going to make it. It's just whether we're going to get there by walking or we got to run. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Can I add in on that?
Yeah, sure.
So the Vimeo thing came about, right? So the Vimeo thing is this, right? When I sit down, and, you know, I like Power. I like to watch Power. That's like one of my favorite shows. I used to like The Wire and stuff like that. Now, when you watch these shows and then when it goes off, it's just me. I'm talking about just me. I don't like to wait the next week. You know what I'm saying? If I had the option to buy the next week's episode, I would buy the next week's episode. So I sat down and I said, well, I can't be the only one who feels like that. You understand what I'm saying? So what we did is, if you liked episode one and you enjoyed it, you can buy episode two right now for 99 cents. That's what it is. You can buy each episode for 99 cents. So 12 episodes, that'll be $12. If you want to buy all the episodes just in one bulk, it'll be $7. So you save $5. You understand what I'm saying? And also, what else are we trying to do? We're trying to build up a, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to build up our network. You understand what I'm saying? So just in case, you know, when these people do call and they try to give us any type of numbers, we don't have to take their money because we generate our own money. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say if Nelson comes out with a hat line or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If we have enough viewers and things like that, he could just put his hat line in the show and bring traffic to his business. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to build up a network so everybody could just help everybody out and stuff like that. You know what I'm trying to say? Because when they come, they're going to try to lowball you at first and stuff like that. So we could generate our own revenue. We really don't even need them. And we could tell them, like, hey, we did these numbers already without you, so you're going to have to come better than that. And you know what I'm saying? We don't have to be like playing chicken with them because it's all real. You dig what I'm trying to say? So we just build and build each season at a time and each view, you know what I'm saying? One view at a time, whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? We about to go on this promotional tour in the next few weeks, and we're just gonna hit up all of the states, and we just gonna go out and just go get our ground on it, just keep building, because the more we just keep building, the more doors will open just for everybody. You know what I mean? Trey got the shirt lines coming out and everything. So it's like, it's just an avenue to just bring everybody money, especially entrepreneurs. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So Nelson, what efforts have you done as far as marketing? What's your approach to that?
I mean, it's just pretty much just posting it and sharing it as much as you can. And even word of mouth, like, you know, it's more word of mouth, really, and just getting people to just, you know, just check into it and follow it and just passing the word along, you know. And it just pretty much like when Silk, we had the flyers and stuff, and we were giving out the flyers to people, just, you know, just seeing people on the street, you know, whether they watch it or not, just even just giving out the flyers, just having people meet you and speak with you, and you just tell them about the project, you know. I believe that's also a good trick and a good, you know, strategy as far as marketing, because a lot of people just use online marketing, and a lot of times, yeah, that's fine, but it doesn't work all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, just even just meeting and greeting people and just, you know, putting a flyer in their hand or something like that, or even you just sitting there talking with them and you just tell them and you actually pull it up on their phone and they can watch it right then and there. I think that's a good strategy as well.
Right, exactly, exactly. Wow, so I was just really excited about the show. I mean, I was just really blown away by that first episode of season two. And, you know, one thing I like about it, Silk, I'll throw this out there, is that you really did a great job with that recap, because, you know, a lot of these shows, like, you know, name any of them, that really helps me as a viewer. You kind of got that, you know, the replay for the last season, the kind of recap, and you got all the pivotal scenes and everything. And it really did a good job, yeah, setting up the next season.
Most definitely, man, because I know, you know, the last one came out, I think, May 1st, I think. I think it came out May 1st last year. So, you know, that's a little bit of time for the day one viewers. You know, I know they might have, you know, forgot a piece here and there. And I definitely didn't want to forget nothing. So I just put the little recap together. And, you know, that'll jog their memory a little bit. So when season two come on, they know exactly where it's starting off at, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly. All right. So let's see if anybody's on the switchboard, see if you have anybody call in. Okay, we didn't have anybody else. Okay, gentlemen, so I think we're just about getting near the end of the show. So, Trey, you got to put out there, you said, somebody said you got a shirt line coming out. Do you have a website for that already or what?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we get into the shirt business, and right now, you know, the whole beard gang, you know, the whole, You know, I switched the word beautiful to beard to fool, you know, with the beard. So we got those shirts available. Yeah, yeah. And we also got, you know, the Hand I Was Dealt t-shirts. We have to put those up on the website. So, you know, reach out to us and we'll make something happen. And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, generate more income that's going to open up more doors for us in the long run. So if we could keep the money in-house, then we're going to do it that way. You know, we come from the era about cutting the middleman off. So if we could cut the middleman off, then we're just going to get that money and keep it in-house and keep flipping it the right way. So, you know, please keep supporting. Don't just watch season one or episode one or episode two. You know, spread the word. Put it out there. You know, Silk mentioned something about, you know, our promotional tour. What we're trying to do now is, you know, come out to cities, do parties. So if anybody listening or if you got any connects in other cities, it don't matter where it's at, we'll come out there, host parties, host events. We'll bring some members from the cast. You know, we got a good cast. Shout out to Mello. He about to shock the world. You know, he's crazy with it. You know, Buck doing his thing, West. You know, we got a whole bunch of new, you know, casters that's going to help us take it to the next level. So stay tuned. Spread the word. You know, we love it. Y'all guys, your feedback, it keeps us on our toes. So appreciate it. Salute.
Right, right. And Silk, you got to put your Vimeo site out there and your website.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Anybody who want to check out these episodes a little bit earlier, like I said, you get each episode for 99 cents, which will even $12. If you don't want to pay 12, you could just pay 7, get the whole package for $7. It's Good to Go Films with the number 2, good, number 2, gofilms.com, and it'll take you, direct you step by step how to do everything. It's very simple, very easy, it's instant. You get it right then and there. You don't have to wait. You can watch each episode, binge watch it, or however you want to watch it. And just go ahead and enjoy it and see the entire package, and you'll definitely be entertained.
Exactly. Okay. Then Nelson, how can fans keep up with your project?
Then go on my Facebook, Nelson and Rosari. You know, they go on my Twitter, Hollywood Nelson, and they can also go on my Instagram, Nelson and Rosari. You know, and they can definitely catch the links there. Also go on YouTube. You know, I mean, everybody just keep sharing it like y'all did last season. You know, I mean, a lot of people was asking for it this year. We gave it to y'all. And I just keep passing it around, you know, and just keep watching it. And if you've seen season one and you can't wait for season two, you can buy, like Phil says, or you can watch season one over and over and over again until Tuesday, you know. So just pretty much, man, enjoy it. I'm glad everybody's enjoying it. I'm glad we made it to a season two, you know, and I'm just going to keep it going.
That's right. Okay, well, on that note, man, y'all just keep up the great work. I'll definitely be watching and best of luck to you and break legs. And man, I just definitely gonna have y'all again, you know, as the show progresses. And you got season 4 and 5 planned already, so we're really looking forward to that. And so just really, really glad you guys are just making this thing happen. It's real exciting to see these kind of websites take off.
Thank you, Brent. Thanks for having us, man.
Yes,
all right,
sir,
man.
Thank you.
Okay. Y'all have
appreciate
a great
you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good night.
All right.
All right. And let me leave you with this quote from, I don't have a quote this week, but I'll just say, do something for your career every day and break a leg. Night.